What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy hump day. Jay Foreman. I got my man of the hour, Nick Sainer. This is Old School. Brought you the No School Way while Austin Orman is down in Vegas doing God knows what. No, he's just chilling.
Nobody knows. That man went to a Knights game last night.
He went to Knights game with the Hoover Dam?
Yeah.
He's having the time of his life.
For a guy like Austin, the Hoover Dam is probably the highlight of the trip.
No, what Austin is doing, I have a feeling Austin has been very sheltered. The people watching. I wish Austin, this is what I'll say before we get into it. What Old School brought you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop. It's starting to be almost a grill worthy day. Light wind, good temperature, every type of meat, every type of cut. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O or the Metro, whatever you like to call it. But Austin needs like a, you know how they have a mic on him?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they have, he has somebody film it. Just, this his commentary of
the GoPro,
yeah,
with the mic,
you know, of people walking the strip and then through the hotels in Vegas.
And then I want to know what people think of Austin.
Yeah, and you know what? It would be really, really good. As a matter of fact, we should just keep him down there. He needs to interview people because Austin is too smart and he's real and he's
sneaky,
sneaky smart.
Yeah,
and then it would be must see TV.
he'll sneak up on you. I mean, Jay, you're a victim of it. He'll sneak up on you and jab you without doing it directly. I mean, he'll throw a jab without you knowing that he just threw a jab.
Yeah, but he's been getting me like
square,
and then he'll just look at you like, yeah, just take it.
Because what are you going to do about it?
He's came a long way, but Austin's doing a great job out there.
Hey,
but
Terrell texts and says he's just walking around fast. Hey, he does walk fast.
Hey, Austin will go from 8th and O Street the 27th and O Street faster than any human in Lancaster County.
He could walk a marathon faster than somebody who runs it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Anyway,
he's like a speed walker. But, you know, we were talking about before the break, you know, with this NIL and everybody's got to, and it's smart for these, you know, young men and women to take advantage of it. You got to. Yeah. But I think I saw Kirby Smart, and it's in the notes here where he was like, you know, and Kirby Smart's kind of taking on Nick Saban. Now he's pretty much the best coach in college football. Right?
Yes. Or, yeah. I thought you were going to talk about like most respected.
Well, I was just about to say I was going to say he's perceived as the best coach, the most recent back-to-back champion, and kind of from the Nick Saban. So he's benefiting off of Nick Saban tree to where he's going to be the spokesman for whatever issues that he wants to get out there. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's pre-planned. So he was talking about,
Who would be second in that? Like, because there's been a group
perception of perception or reality?
Reality, because there's like a group of guys. There's a group of coaches when college football went through like the giant coaching carousel a couple of years ago, like Lincoln Riley and stuff. Like, you could have looked at a couple of those guys and been like, they're on the fence, and at their next job, they just need to continue it, but they haven't. Like, I'm throwing like Brian Kelly into there. I'm throwing Lincoln Riley into that conversation. Brent Venables probably had a chance at it.
Yeah,
and that one feels like the ship
Dabo
has sailed.
Sweeney for a while. I think it's all relative to where you're at.
Okay.
I mean, because if you ask Kansas State fans, he's their coach Klieman is the second coming of Snyder.
Hey, Chris Klieman, though.
Right, but I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, just look how you reacted. Yeah. And then where you think of, and it's all comparable to the previous coach to what you have.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Right?
And I meant more on a national scale.
Like national scale, the perception is, which is crazy. It's still Kirby Smart, even though they haven't been in it in 2 years. I still don't think people give Ryan Day his credit.
No, I would agree.
And then you have the normal. I mean, heck, Lincoln Riley gets a lot more. He gets a lot more cachet than maybe. So even though supposedly he was on the hot seat,
where is our favorite guy,
Marcus Freeman?
Yeah,
he's probably the up and coming. This is like a big so. And then you got right away he hasn't even coached a college game. People are going to say Bill Belichick, rightfully so, but still Bill Belichick, right? And then you have
Fran Brown said it.
Yeah, if you want to, I mean, he I mean, that's the truth, though.
It
if
is.
You want to it get is. Something done, have who would you call? You would probably say Bill Belichick or Kirby Smart.
Bill I would Belichick. Say Kirby Smart, Bill Belichick. Like get Dabo something. Doesn't even have that anymore. For
no,
me.
He's kind of talked himself out of it. Yeah. But okay, so who else?
Like prior to that, I'm thinking like who are coaches that maybe have gotten out of the game? Like Bob Stoops would have been one of them.
And of course, like Nick Saban.
Yeah, right.
Jim Harbaugh before,
but current day, I mean, the list is very, very short, and maybe it's because coaches are changing spots.
Spots, and you're getting a lot of coaches up in the studio booth.
Yeah,
quicker and comfortable there, or head coaches are taking OC jobs. Now, Gus Malzahn and all them, they don't carry the same cachet, so you're getting the new cycle of coaches.
Dan Lanning.
Maybe
he doesn't feel like he doesn't feel like the face.
No, and plus, what's really really great for him, he's at Oregon.
Yeah,
what's really really not good for him on that type of thing, he's at Oregon.
Yeah,
I think this year is up for grabs, and it'll be interesting also to see before we dive into this NIL stuff is this the second that I went to the second coming of Dabo Swinney? Dabo Swinney has a little bit. I told you so. He waited it out.
Yeah.
Never got it. He only had one or two. He didn't really get into the transfer portal. I'm sure he reluctantly paid anybody any money or anything that he didn't have to pay. And now you have a revenue sharing. So he's probably going back to his boosters. Hey, I saved you a lot of money. I still won a lot of games. By all rankings, as I'm looking just right here, ESPN, his quarterback is the number one quarterback. So potentially a first round pick.
Yeah.
I will say this, I'm going to tell you this. Oddly enough, I saw him. I thought Cade Klubnik was gone when he lost that game when my dad went into the Ring of Fame when he lost that game against the Hurricanes.
Yeah,
I know for a fact Dabo Swinney swore at him. Now, it wasn't the type of swear that you'd think, but he was upset. Now he's going to be a first-round pick. But if Dabo really turns it around or kind of has a real – then he might be back up in there, but – I think the forefathers of college football is ever changing right now.
As we just name coaches, I always gravitate towards, okay, what coaches are in the most interesting situations this season? I think Dabo is in one of them. I said his name just a few moments ago. I think Brent Venables is in a really fascinating spot.
You know, on the hot seat.
Yeah.
That's not fascinating.
Oh, it is from intense. It is when you're not there.
Oh, yeah.
From the outside looking in. It's really, I mean, it's really interesting because you think about the way that he was brought in, and it was similar to the way Scott Frost was brought here. It's similar, right? Nebraska didn't get betrayed. I mean, I think betrayed is an accurate description there, like Oklahoma did with Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
But the way that Oklahoma fans felt betrayed because of Lincoln Riley being brought up by Bob Stoops, Bob Stoops comes back, coaches the bowl game with Caleb Williams. And then Caleb Williams leaves. Bob Stoops is like, okay, I feel good giving it off to Brent Venables.
Yeah.
And it has been nowhere close to anything.
And I think more importantly, the biggest thing is no different than the NFL, the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went and got the quarterback this year from Washington State. You know, the Arnold, who was supposed to be the next Caleb Williams. I think he was.
Well, you could go down the list of, I mean, even prior to that, it was at Oklahoma, they've had the talent at quarter or the potential quarterback with Rattler, Williams, Jackson Arnold, like you just talked about.
And the thing is that Jackson Arnold was supposed to be that guy.
Yeah. He had Malachi Nelson at one point.
He was supposed to be turning the whole program around. And that's kind of really where it's been. I think the defense of Brett Venables is always going to be competitive.
Yeah.
That's going to be the deal. They had Guyton, who was a first round pick,
offensive
lineman. So they've had guys. They had a really good running back that we saw up close and personal. So, obviously, I think with Texas leaving and Texas really taking off,
yeah,
that's where the pressure comes from, because now it's like, okay, 100%. Our rival is really just leaving us in the dust. And, you know, the transition, I think, to the SEC has been a little bit harder for Oklahoma than Texas.
Well, I think when they initially made the decision to, and maybe not publicly, but behind closed doors of, this is something we want to pursue, their program was in a completely different spot.
Yeah.
They felt completely different with it. And it involved maybe a little bit of Lincoln Riley as well, because with Lincoln Riley at the helm, maybe they felt like they could compete.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Not to jump from another program to another program, but you mentioned the Texas piece of it and the way that they've been able to take off under Steve Sarkisian. I look at the team in College Station as that too, with A&M.
Yeah.
And I feel like we talked yesterday about the hiring that they're going to have to do down there in A&M with basketball, but specifically with football, it's like, Mike, how much does Mike Elko move the needle down there at A&M, if he's not able to get it off the ground and running in 2 years. It wasn't the sexiest of hires. It wasn't the big name that a university like A&M is going to get often.
Yeah.
And like you said, now you add in what quote unquote big brother is doing in Austin and it makes matters worse.
Oh, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than like Oregon State leapfrogging Oregon. Like you're on a hot seat and they've got talent down there. You know, you got Nick Scruton down there, and then you got Stewart. That's going to you got your two bookends going to be first round. They've had a little bit of quarterback kind of controversy.
Yeah,
lost some guys in the portal, but and it's the toughest league in the it's tough. You know, I wouldn't say it's the toughest league. I truly believe the Big Ten is tougher, but I think it's tougher when you jump in there, no matter who you are. And it'll be interesting to see how Texas does this year, just because. You had, you know, you're kind of settled in your quarterback. You've been able to kind of take Arch Manning and kind of really baby him to the process. Now he's going to be out there against live bullets, and it's still up in the air whether he can perform.
Yeah, it's the adjustment, the timetable of the adjustment period longer in the SEC than it is in the Big Ten. The Big Ten provides more of consistent difficulty, but the adjustment. In the SEC is tougher. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Because I think down there they do business a little bit different,
and it feels like a little bit quicker.
It's down south. It's just a different type of mentality. It's a holistic type of thing. So you're not just bringing your football team. You got to change your whole identity. And then I think the pressure gets amped up, like you said,
Texas identity stuff. Off the field.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
You got to essentially,
which we always talk and cram identity as how they play on the field or on the surface, but
it's just how you do business, and you can't rest because you're playing catch up against the good old boys that have been doing it. And then now here's also the problem is like Ole Miss actually looked more legit, even though they let themselves down. Well, now those, you know, Texas A&M probably thinks, all right, Ole Miss, they're 7-8 wins. We can get, Then you have blood in the water, Florida, like literally. Now they're coming up. Then you lose a game against LSU. Well, you can't get away with that like you used to. So it's really just a different type of mentality, and it's nonstop. And I think it's hard to get used to it, but I think they'll catch up.
We got a question, and we'll get this before we get to break. Maybe we'll get to the NIL stuff in the final segment. We got a question regarding James Franklin. He says, hey, guys, love the show. What are your guys' overall thoughts on James Franklin? No context there.
Just want my thoughts on James
Franklin? What are your thoughts?
He cost me a steak dinner. That's my exact.
No, James Franklin didn't. Drew Aller did.
But James Franklin did prior.
Okay.
And prior to that. Because I needed him.
Who'd he cost me against?
Or I didn't need you. I needed you not to get blown out. And I needed you not to do what you did. And when I needed you really to step up, you just was horrible. Every time I've said, you know what, this I'm in with my man James Franklin, right? Yeah, I'm in with him.
Yeah,
just let me down. I think James Franklin, I think it's a hard spot because I think they've had really, really good talented teams. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's recruited well, and unfortunately for him, his last two really good defensive coordinators have left. A little bit of turnover offensively, but you're. It's almost like the Phil Mickelson effect where you went against Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know, are you that bad because you lost to Tiger Woods? Or you just happen to be in the buzzsaw of Michigan and Ohio State, or Ohio State, then Michigan, now Ohio State?
Is that a similar conversation as Dan Lanning, where it's kind of you're off the beaten path? You're in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And you're just there. Like, you're doing your thing. And Oregon's, I think from a program standpoint, Oregon is in a better spot than Penn State for like the next 3-5 years. But in terms of like national respect, Penn State is just there.
Yeah.
And people don't take them seriously, it feels like.
In big games. But they've made huge strides. I think, you know, they played with a different edge when they were out there. Against USC, and they really represented, and they played Oregon in the Big Ten championship a lot tougher than I thought they would. They really gave Ohio State the blueprint to beat them, run the ball and not give up big plays, and you end up winning. So I think they've made like big strides in getting there, but I think also people have got this like misconception. Either Penn State wins it or they suck. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much a lot closer than farther. It just so happens at this point in time, they just haven't had the, you know, the things fall their way. And a lot of it has to do with quarterback though, too.
That's one thing is I think that.
And I think Isle is better than people give him credit for, but I think they were trying, they tried to, you got to think they were trying to get rid of Clifford, who probably, you know, like.
I'm trying to think the last guy that they weren't trying to push out the door prematurely. And it was probably Trace McSorley when they had Chris Godwin and Saquon in the backfield and things like that.
They wanted one more year of him.
But like Matt McGloin way back when, and like you said, Sean Clifford. I don't know. I think that you're
Christian
in
Hackenberg.
This. Yeah. But once again, like Matt McGloin and Christian Hackenberg, they were on NFL rosters for a while. But what I was also going to say is I think coaches and programs can get tied at the hip too much to a five-star quarterback, and Drew Aller was a five-star. Yeah. And they made it known that, hey, this guy came in what we expected to be legit.
Yeah.
And now they're hesitant to move on. And I think you can kind of pigeonhole yourself as a program. And we saw it on the biggest stage where some crucial mistakes that are now his characteristics crept in, and it ended up losing them games at times.
Yeah. And to what he, you know, it started a couple years ago at Ohio State. That was the game. Yes. They were like, this is it. We're ready.
Yeah, that's right.
And the offensive, remember they wouldn't throw it deep? Mm-hmm. Remember when James Franklin got all upset? Well, he made a big step this year. He did overall. Didn't now some of the, you know, sores kind of came out in the biggest game. So if he can take another step next year with what they got coming back in the running back room and receivers and stuff, then they'll be right where they're, you know, right.
That was not all dependent
on him, but I think if he continues the progress, then the story will end on a positive note versus like, all right, you played another game.
That was another thing is it's just truly incredible that they were able to retain both running backs
quickly.
I mean, yeah, it was right away. It was like within a week.
Well, when you look at did you see the combine with all?
Ashton Jeanty changed my opinion on him.
Yeah.
After seeing how he moved at his pro day.
Yeah.
I mean, that changed my opinion on Ashton Jeanty. As to where I think Ashton's a top 15 pick. Like I put him in that Jahmyr Gibbs conversation. Yeah. That Jahmyr obviously was drafted like I think 11th overall by the Lions a couple of years ago, but I mean the running back room is deep because you have you have Judkins, you have Henderson, you have Jeanty,
you got Hampton from North Carolina, you throw in Scatterboot. I mean you got Iowa's Jackson. I mean you got a ton of running backs.
Year's running back room was the depth of the quarterback class, those two Penn State guys are the top two running backs off the board.
Yeah. And so it probably made sense for him to come back.
Plus, I'm sure they're, you know, bringing NIL.
Yeah.
You're probably doing just fine.
Big checks, and you know you're going to get a ton of carries, and you're not going to get too much wear and tear.
That was what was really impressive by James Franklin and their whole situation was that, and I applauded like Ohio State for this too, the two running backs that are better than a lot of teams' starter, both of them are better. Figuring out a way to not only keep them happy, and it takes both sides, which I know you can talk a lot more about this. It takes the willingness for using Ohio State as an example of Quinshon coming in as the number one running back in the portal and being like, look, I'm going to share carries with Trevion, but it's going to set us both up better.
And I think it's worked out both for him going to the next level. So, your coach got to sell the vision, then you got to execute it, and it's constant. And then you got on the other side, you're going to have guys seeing a bigger picture, and you can see the bigger picture a little bit better when they put that fat paycheck in front of you too.
So you want me to carry the ball 50 fewer times? All right.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. And I'll be fresher. And all I gotta do is run a good 40 and win a national championship. It's all good.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, come back. We got the high school coach from Northeast.
That's right. Yeah. Javonte Boyd.
Yeah. Got him on the right path. So it's good to highlight him and see what he's got going on. Jay Foreman, Nick Sainert, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.